Let's turn to the book of Matthew, chapter 12. Praise the Lord. Matthew chapter 11. I gave you the wrong chapter. Matthew chapter 11. We're going to begin reading in verse 28. If you can stand for the reading of the word. Matthew chapter 11. Begin reading in verse 28. Jesus said, these are his words in red, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." Hallelujah. Let's read verse 28 again. "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." I want to preach tonight on come, learn, and rest. Come, learn, and rest. Let's pray tonight. Heavenly Father, I thank you for this congregation. I thank you that you know what every individual is facing tonight, Lord. From the youngest to the eldest, you understand us, you get us, Lord, and the best part is you know how to fix us. I thank you, Jesus, that you don't leave us alone. I pray tonight that you would minister to hearts, Lord, around these altars. Minister as your word goes forth. Speak to us tonight, and I pray that you would receive the glory. In your name we pray. Amen. I appreciate the message that Christ spoke to his disciples and those around him. Come to me. Come to me. You know, Brother Dale, that's directional. If I asked you tonight, Brother Dale, why don't you come up here to where I'm at, and you decide to head out the back door, you're not heading towards me. You're heading the opposite way. If I was offering you something, you would never receive it because I'm the one that has the offer, and you've got to come to where I'm at. You know, Jesus said to anyone, come to me, all. All you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Any one of us that have ever worked a job or been in a place where we are tired has understood at the end of the day, there's moments where all you can think about is, I just want to get home. I want to get to my lazy boy. Or even in some occasions, I want to get to my bed. I'm ready to rest. There's something about labor. There's something about working. Amen. The tiredness that comes with the energy of working. But Jesus is talking a little bit on a deeper level here than just an individual that is working a job. It's good to work. It's good for a man to lay down his head on his pillow at night and know that he has accomplished something with his hands. And provided for his family and done something that profits him and his family. What Jesus is talking about is on a more spiritual and emotional level than just the physical effects of working. Brothers and sisters, you and I have been serving Christ, whether it be for only a few months or for years. We understand the spiritual effects of the labor and service of Jesus Christ and the advancing of the kingdom of God. How there are moments when you and I feel in our spirits weak spiritually, where we feel tired, where we feel overwhelmed, where the pressures of ministry or the pressures of living in the world and ministering in the world calls us daily to feel a need for rest, a need to quiet ourselves, a need to come away from that moment of pressure, that moment of giving, and be ministered to ourselves. That is why it is a beautiful and glorious gift that God has given us to be able to come in what he called the sanctuary. Hallelujah. A place of rest, a place of ministering to, a place where we can grow and be in the presence of the one who can touch our hearts. Hallelujah. That's why I believe so strongly that Christ, amen, and in his word encouraged folks to be faithful to the house of God, because this is a place where you can come, where you can learn of Jesus, and you can find rest for your soul. Hallelujah. I appreciate that Christ understands us. You see, he came to earth. He dwelt amongst us. He understands the physical limitations, the spiritual limitations, the emotional limitations of his children. Tonight, you may be here and say, Brother Brian, I do feel a need of just being in his presence. Have you ever felt that way? Maybe you've been working in the world or been around folks who are just spiritually draining, or you yourself are just feeling low, and there's something that is resounding in your heart that is just longing to be in the presence of Jesus. If I can just get to Wednesday night, I'll be okay. If I can just get to my prayer room, I'll be fine. If I can just get to the song on the radio that's going to speak to, I will be okay. We have something inside of us that cries out, I just want to be in your presence. What is that? Why is that? Sister Jennifer, it's because there's something in our souls that can be only found in Christ, and that is a true rest. Hallelujah. When I was a child, I hated nap time, despised it. Now I love it, I crave it. Sometimes I dream about napping. Those are good dreams. There's something about resting. When I was younger, and I just liked to go all the time, be somewhere, do something, go, 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 go. And then Sister Sarah and I got married, and Sister Sarah has a very different temperament than I, and she enjoys just that idea of being at home. And I was so not used to being at home because I was always doing something. And we first got married, and every night, what are we going to do? And finally she just said, Brian, can we just stay home? And I was like, what? Just rest. And then I realized this is a really good thing, and I like it now. It's hard to go back to the other way. Rest. Rest. You know, there's times spiritually we need to rest. There's folks in this congregation, you have been giving out and giving out and giving out, ministering to others, and you're finding your spiritual tank is a little bit low tonight, and you're needing rest. There's folks in here that because of the situations that you're in at home, because not everybody in your house is a believer, you find yourself continually fighting against the enemy and struggling to stay strong, and no, there's no support there, and there's a lack of what we would consider the ideal Christian home, and you find yourself weary and burdened down, and tonight you just need to rest. And you know, this is not necessarily the best statement to make in church, but it'd be all right if we just rested in church tonight. Now, we've got some folks that'll take that literally, so I want you to stay with me, all right? But the idea tonight is this: Christ can touch your soul, the inner part of who you are, the real you, the part of you that he sees that maybe even your spouse doesn't see, or the part of you that you've been hiding because you're afraid, amen, to be vulnerable at the idea of not having up a wall, and the idea of being vulnerable to being hurt again. But may I remind you that Jesus is very meek and very gentle, and he is lowly tonight, and he's bidding you to come to him. He's not sending you to somewhere else. Brother Ryan, he's not sending you to another group, another discussion. He's not telling you to go here or go there. All he's saying, Brother David, is why don't you go ahead and come to me? Amen. Because when you are exhausting your effort in every other possible area, I am the only place to recharge the batteries. I am the place to give you a fresh touch. I am the one that revives your heart. I'm the one that gives you the gumption to stand strong. I'm the one that gives you the desire to keep going. Why don't you just go ahead and come to me? Amen. Head in the direction of Christ. Don't go the other way. Head to where Jesus is. I'm always alarmed when folks begin to struggle, and the first thing they do is they go the opposite way of where it is that they weren't struggling at. If you're struggling, don't go away from where you were feeling God. Run to where it was that you last felt him. Go to Jesus. Head to Jesus. Learn from him. You know, I'm amazed, and Pastor Hurst and I were talking about this. It is a habit in our movement. We have our own language, our own vernacular that we use in the church world. And one of the things that we often say is, well, everybody knows this song, or y'all know this story. But the reality is, in our church world today, people don't. It is an epidemic, if you will, amongst our own Christians of those who do not know the Word of God, the stories of God, amen, the parables that Christ told, or even the literal verses that Christ himself spoke. It is time that we learn from Jesus, amen. If we are going to be revived, we're going to have to hear the words of the Master. If we're going to hear direction for how to live and for where to walk and for who we are to be, we're going to have to hear it from the Master. And this is what he spoke to us. This is how we learn. We come to Jesus, we rest at his feet, and we learn from him who we are to be. Amen. I have a friend. He loves mechanics. He loves working on things. He loves doing things with his hands. And for entertainment, he will read manuals. All right. He reads manuals. Loves it. To each his own. All right. But you know what? He's learning. And I guarantee you this, he's going to fix an engine faster than I am. Because he knows what he's looking for. And he's ingesting it. And he's taking it in, because at some point, he's going to apply it, Brother Noah. He's going to use what he's learned when he's not needing it in a crunch situation, in a time he's stressed. He's already going to know it. When we as believers are getting in moments where we are overwhelmed, where we are struggling, where we are about to go under, and then we start panicking, asking, what do I do? What do I say? Who am I? What does God want me to be? That is almost too late, Sister Norma. It's in the times when we are not in struggle city. It's in the times when we are not in the depressed area of our lives and in the struggle and the torturous in our minds. It's in those times where we are to be learning his word and know that the Bible said that the Holy Spirit will bring all things to our remembrance. Amen. So in that moment when we need it, we've already learned it. We know Jesus. We know how he's going to react. We know what he's going to do. We know that he's not going to leave us. We can know he's going to do it again. Amen. Because we learn from him and we know him and we love him. That's why it's imperative that we know his word. Hallelujah. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Jesus' promise is one that we can rely on. He gives us a further description of what this rest is. Take my yoke upon you. Learn of me, for I am meek, I'm gentle, I'm lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. My yoke is easy, and my burden is light. He gives a literal description of what it would be like if an ox were to be in a pair, amen, with a goad on his neck, and they would be plowing the field, and yet Christ is telling us that if we get connected to him, if we get attached to him, if we come together with him, amen, the burden that he is carrying is so light and so minuscule to what we can try to carry on our own. And we find that it really isn't that it's any stronger or bigger. It's the fact that Christ is bigger than we are. What seems huge to us when we carry it on our own is so small to Jesus when we give it to him. Hallelujah. Have you ever been there? When the burden you were carrying and the fear and the torment that was in your mind and you just can't take it anymore, you say, Jesus, I've got to give this to you. I'm laying this at your feet. I'm going to put it on the altar. I'm going to nail it to the cross. And all of a sudden when you walk away, your burden is light. Amen. You just don't feel it anymore because you know Jesus has it under control. Can I tell you, that situation to us is huge, but to Christ it is so small, because he's the one that spoke this very world into existence. You would think a God of that power, amen, of that magnitude would be able to handle a situation that I can't handle on my own. Jesus can take it, but we can't. When we try to do it on our own, we will lose every time. And that is where we begin to learn of Jesus. The fact is, Jesus can handle it, and I can't. When I am weak, he is strong. Tonight, church, it would be good of us to learn a new prayer. Christ, I'm going to come to you. I'm going to lay this at your feet because I know that you can take it, and I'm going to walk where you walk. Because if Christ is carrying that, Brother Rose, if Christ is carrying your burden, all you have to do is walk with him. He's bigger than I am. He's bigger than you are. He's able to minister. It's not that we are admitting defeat. It's admitting that we're human. It's admitting that it's that awe-inspiring moment, just as the psalmist said, when he began to think about the fact that God wants to minister to man, and he said, "What is man that thou art mindful of him, Brother Maggard, and the son of man that thou visitest him?" We need rest tonight, not because we are failing, but because we are human, and because we need a God that is bigger than we are, and because our sufficiency is not of ourselves, but it is of God, and that our relationship with Christ is what will sustain us through the hard times. Hallelujah. Music, would you come tonight? Come, learn, and rest. You know, here's another really cool thing. Sister Julie, go ahead and come if you will. Thank you. We may be in different areas in that journey. Tonight there may be some that you need to find where Jesus is at and just get a fresh touch from the Master. We are there. There's moments where we just have to say, "Jesus, I need you right now. I need to hear you say my name. I need to hear you and what you have for my life. I need to know where you're at and for you to touch me." So you might just need to come and find where Jesus is at the altar. There's others that may need to just learn a lesson tonight from the Word of God, because God might have an answer for the question that's in your heart that you've been thinking about and stewing over. And I just don't know what to do. Tonight, God's Word can be illuminated in your life. We can learn. And it may be that there's some here tonight, you need to rest. You need to take a breath and understand that God has it all under control. He's never going to leave you or forsake you. You know, we think of things and the issues that pop up in our lives and even in our church, you know, things that come up that are, you know, nobody wants to deal with. You just have to focus on it. And even as a congregation tonight, we need to just find where Jesus is at and let him speak to us again. Let him minister. How many of you would say, "Tomorrow morning, I'm heading right back to work or school or even stay-at-home parents. I'm facing the normal routine. I could just use a fresh encounter with the divine tonight. A fresh moment where I'm with him and it's just me and the Lord and he's ministering to me." I'm thankful that Jesus wants to minister to us. Let's stand tonight. My altar call is this. You just want to be in his presence. Brother Brad, I just feel like I need him tonight. Hallelujah. I want to challenge us tonight. Let's find a place to pray. Amen. Let's just seek the Lord all across the house. Amen. If you don't even know who Jesus is, I want to invite you to come with these that do. Jesus said, "Come, all of you, come." He knows what you need tonight. Let him minister to your heart. He's got the solution. He's got the answers. He's got what your soul is desperately needing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, come and learn of Jesus and rest. Praise the Lamb of God. Lamb of God.
You said you'd walk with me down the